Just Buds presents the tellings of secondhand encounters featuring cryptozoics, supernaturals, and extraterrestrials. These are their stories. This week's episode.
Elvis Terrestrial.
I'm Jack.
I'm Jeff.
And this is Just Buds.
Welcome back, Buds.
Welcome back, Buds.
How's it going?
I'm good.
I was talking to them.
Oh, okay.
Maybe should be a little bit more considerate of our fans and listeners. I suppose our listeners don't have to be fans, but if they are, we appreciate it.
Well, fan being short for fanatic, I don't think we have any fans.
Oh, we don't have any fanatics? What about Holly?
I haven't heard from Holly forever.
That's true, but she's still kind of a fanatic.
Is she?
Yeah. Maybe.
I don't think so.
Who do we hear from every time we post an episode?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay.
I'm looking at your mugs behind you, and one says, I like his beard, and the other says, I like her butt. But the butt looks like balls. It's an upside-down heart, but it looks like testicles.
It does kind of look like testicles. And I drink out of that.
Hmm.
I don't think I ever have drunk. I don't think I've ever used that mug with liquids, but that's okay. We've got plenty.
And use that mug for solids?
All the time.
Ah.
Who doesn't?
Yeah.
So how are you? How's it going with you?
I feel like you might be a little loud and I'm a little quiet.
Ooh, that's weird. That never happens.
No. Were you talking to me or the listener that time?
I already asked them. I'm sure they responded in their car or on a lawnmower, or however they choose to listen to us. Thanks for your response, everybody.
Yeah. I'm good. I'm a little tired today.
You know, I'm weirdly tired as well. I didn't expect to be this tired. I
didn't do anything today.
Did you go work out?
I ran 3 miles before I came here, and then I ate McDonald's. So,
so it kind of negates each other. Yeah. But, you know, you got to try the spicy nuggets.
I did, and they're delicious.
I'm going to have to try at least 20 of them.
I did 10, and it was a good serving size.
Okay.
You know, or sample size, I should say.
I was going to say that I think their serving size is 6.
Yeah, probably.
I don't want to think about that as I'm pounding 30 of them, though.
And I have gotten confirmation that the packet thing is all McDonald's.
The packet thing?
Yeah, where you got to pay for extra packets.
Do you actually have to pay for extra packets now?
Yeah, they automatically, I got the 10-piece, they automatically give you 2. Anything more than 2, you pay 25 cents more for.
I mean, I'm not a big dipper, and you know that.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes I'd still like more than 2 packets for 10 nuggets.
Yeah, I mean, today I used only 1 packet, because the spiced nuggets just don't need the...
Well, you got to get the feel for them first.
Yeah, yeah. I had 3 without, and I was like, okay, now we got to try it with some barbecue sauce. Really freaking good.
But how are you supposed to know what sauce is best for the nuggets if you don't get every sauce?
It's true. They do advertise it with a special new hot sauce as well. But I didn't want to try it.
What is the hot sauce called?
Probably just McDonald's hot sauce. It's probably just Frank's Red Hot.
Because I know they have a picante sauce that you put on their breakfast wraps on their dollar menu. And it's not all that spicy, but it's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
But if they have...
I assume it's Frank's Red Hot.
That's kind of lame. I was going to say, if they have a hot sauce for their nuggets now, it might be worth going for McDonald's breakfast and trying to get the hot sauce for their egg wraps.
Mm.
Or even for their McMuffins. I don't know if I'd want hot sauce on a
McGriddle. Yeah, no shot.
I don't want to mess with that sweetness.
No, yeah.
Honestly, I'd get a McGriddle sandwich, like a McGriddle with McGriddle bread in between the McGriddle bread.
It's a pancakes.
I just eat just 4 pancakes, just the little ones. I'd be all right with that.
I used to be a strong advocate against the McGriddle. I hated the
I remember that.
Yeah.
I didn't bring it up for a long time.
Then
what changed?
You know, every 7 years, your taste buds just change, and I gave it another shot, and I enjoy it.
Shit, I gotta write down some things I haven't liked for 7 years so I can give them a try.
Yep.
Because, honestly, I don't know if I had tried coleslaw in the last 7 years until last Thursday. And, like, I'm not saying it was phenomenal, because it wasn't, but I ate it.
Yeah, it was good.
It was good. It tasted fine.
My favorite way of having cabbage.
Is it the only way you have cabbage?
It is. It is the only way I have cabbage.
I'd give it another shot. I need to write down... I haven't tried Brussels sprouts in at least 7 years. They still smell really bad.
They do, but they're good. Man. Brussels sprouts are hard to prep, though. If they're made correctly, they're really good.
My mom always stuck them in the microwave in one of those glass pots.
Yeah, that's not the way to do it. No. Grill. Grill the Brussels sprouts.
Grill the Brussels sprouts. You know, Carter's dad made me... Well, not specifically me. Made us asparagus in Italian dressing on the grill. Mm-hmm. And oh my God, it was good. That was the first time I'd ever liked asparagus.
I like asparagus as well.
And I didn't like asparagus when I was a kid. And then I tried it one more time because Kristen's mom makes like an asparagus macaroni type thing. Hmm. I don't know exactly what it is because it was sophomore year when we had it last. Or at least when I had it last. And I still didn't like the asparagus, but I still ate it because there was noodles in it.
And it's kind of rude if you don't.
Yeah, and it's rude if I don't. But she didn't. She just sent me a container. I wasn't eating it with them. Mm. I could have thrown it down the sink and she wouldn't have.
Yeah, that's different.
But I still ate it because like, that was the food that I had.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't like it. And then, wait, how many years has it been since then? That was sophomore year. How old was I? I was 20. It hasn't been 7 years yet, but I liked that last asparagus I had from Jamie. I don't know. Maybe it's a myth.
No, it's true. It's one of the only facts I know about your body.
I'd like to see the science behind it.
Well, you got a computer in front of you. You can look it up. All
right. I'll look it up. You got the first topic locked and loaded?
You want to just jump into it, or do you want to apologize for anything?
What could we possibly apologize for?
Being too spooky, of course.
I mean, we don't have any ghost stories. Sorry our listeners are so...
Yeah, that's really on you guys, not on us.
Lame, guys.
Yeah. I was hoping that Key maybe had some intel on the alien situation that we have afoot. But...
I think if anyone was going to have the intel of our friends, it would be Daniel.
True.
Because Key's a Marine Corps officer and all that, but like he didn't go to school for it.
But he's in flight school, and that's where the aliens are, in the sky.
As far as you know, what if they're in the ground? What if we got crab people?
You know, aliens are kind of scary, but the ocean is way more terrifying.
The ocean is one of the scariest things ever.
Mm-hmm.
What is it, like 97% of the oceans are unexplored?
Yeah, something like that. Like, what's down there?
I don't know. Every crab once in a while, that's where the crab people live. No, every once in a while, I'll see a picture pop up on my feed. And it'll be just this ridiculous, scary-looking fish. And it'll say 97% of the oceans are unexplored.
Like,
that's scary.
Have you seen the videos of giant squid?
No.
Those are absolutely terrifying. Like, the Kraken is 100% real. No doubt in my mind. It's real.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Like, these things are like the size of ships.
Now, would a squid eat me?
I don't know. Probably.
Where would it come? Like, does it just hang out down in the depths?
Yeah. Because they drop down, like, cameras to the darkness of the ocean, and they'll just see a squid, just like a...
Yeah, imagine if we could get that squid for some calamari. That'd be some good calamari.
Look up one of this video, because, it's terrifying.
I don't know about a video, but the largest giant squid to ever be captured... Captured. I love how they use the word captured for a giant squid. You just gotta reach into the water and get it.
I was picturing like SpongeBob with a butterfly net that they just scooped it up.
That's a jellyfishing net.
Oh yeah.
But the largest one was almost 43 feet long. And it may have weighed nearly a ton.
Yeah.
Can you imagine a 2,000-pound squid? Oh my God.
I can. I've seen video of them. They're terrifying. They're huge. Now, granted, I don't think that necessarily the Kraken is real, but like...
But Loch Ness is?
Probably, yeah.
Of course.
I was going to say, though, that like people out on the ship, back in the old day when ships were made out of wood, a giant squid they see come like... they take that story back and it's now this 100-foot monster from the depths that took down their ship and I was the only survivor. Arr.
He took my left leg. Oh my God. I mean, I could see it. I bet it could happen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking the story grew and grew. It wasn't the Black Pearl that got taken down by a big squid. It was probably a little sailboat.
Yeah.
But I bet it happened.
Yeah, when you tell your buddies back at the pub because all your other buddies died, it was...
Yeah, no one. There's no other witnesses. Yeah, you are the witness.
You are on a three-story wooden...
pedestal.
I was going to say ship.
Soapbox.
Like such a
big... This is you telling the story. You're on this giant soapbox.
Yeah, you're on the soapbox telling the story about this like huge ship that you're on with a 100-man crew, and it killed all of them, and you're the only survivor. It was huge. But it was probably just, you know, a normal-sized squid that got attached and rode along on a rowboat.
Yeah, the first time a giant squid was ever recorded live was in 2006. That's how much we don't know about the ocean. 2006!
Yeah, that was back when the Twins could win a playoff game.
False. The Twins haven't won a playoff game since 2004.
Oh.
That's rough.
That's rough, buddy. You think there's any conspiracies behind... Minnesota teams, you know, you think players just get together now and go, if you're on the Twin or if you're in the Minnesota team, let's just not let them win a playoff.
Well, I've had a conspiracy for the last two seasons for the Twins. Now, the first one, I'm over it. I don't really think it happened, but there's a chance. So last year was the year that everyone was caught cheating. Well, everyone, I mean the Astros, caught cheating and stealing signs. The Twins went from last in the league to home runs to setting the major league record for home runs in a season the very next year.
Yeah, it's because they're incredible players and there's no way around it.
Maybe it's because they were stealing signs. I'm not saying, like, I think there's another episode where I talk about this maybe being a thing.
I mean, I can dive into some conspiracies. You ever hear that Elvis is still alive? We'll talk about that later.
Not Elvis. Elvis is too damn old. He's not still alive.
Oh,
but
there's been sightings.
Okay.
Yeah.
In Vegas?
No.
Lots of them. There's so many Elvises in Vegas.
We can talk about this because I got...
Well, I got to get to the other Twins conspiracy first. It's still related, but it's for this year. I think they threw it. I think they threw the playoffs.
They wanted
they're not the black record? They're not the Black Sox. They're the Black Twins, which, never mind. I didn't say that.
Also, I don't know if that makes sense because the Black Sox, didn't they win the World Series?
No, the Black Sox,
or at least
they threw the World Series.
Oh,
they got paid off by the gamblers.
Okay. Yeah, that makes a lot more sense of why. But I don't think anybody's really betting on the first round playoff game of a losing team.
Yeah, but the thing is, they were supposed to be a good team. That's so. All right, there's one game. In two games, they had 7 hits.
That's
seven.
Not very good.
No, it's not.
In fact, that's borderline bad.
Let me check out the box score real quick, because I heard some ridiculous stat today that there was only like... All right. So there was 1, 2, 3, 4 guys had hits in the first game, and no one had more than that one hit. So it was 4 total in the first game. In the second game, yeah, only 3 guys had hits. Buxton didn't start the second game. He was one of the guys that had a hit in the first game, but he came in to pinch run and then got magically picked off first base when they had a chance to score and the inning ended. So, like, it could be a thing.
It could be.
It wasn't. They didn't play historically bad baseball. They just played regular old Twins baseball, which happens to be bad. No, okay, not playoff Twins baseball, which happens to be bad.
Which is why I don't think that they were, you know, paid off, because they're just bad in the playoffs.
Either way, I'm annoyed of the Twins.
I think the entire nation is annoyed at the Twins for letting the Astros through.
Yeah, let's see. Who do the Astros play in the next round now?
I believe it's the Yankees.
We've got... Oh, it's so hard to keep track of. There's too many teams now. Give me a sec to pull up the bracket.
It's all you.
It's not the Yankees. The Astros will play the winner of the Athletics and the White Sox, which hopefully it's the White Sox. They're playing right now.
Hmm.
And by right now, I mean, what day is it? Thursday?
Thursday.
They're playing 4 days ago.
Oh, okay.
By this time,
we'll know. Oh. So Elvis or aliens?
I forgot how hard it was to talk about live events. Let's do Elvis because I don't think it'll last as long.
Okay, so Elvis, the day he died, which I don't remember what it was, there was a sighting at an airport of this guy buying a one-way ticket to South America. And he bought the ticket using the name John Burroughs. And anybody who knows anything about Elvis knows that Elvis used that name to book hotels and whatnot to fly under the radar. And so people are like, whoa, Elvis is alive and just wanted to get out of the limelight and went to South America. Now, a couple years ago, John Burroughs was spotted in South America still. So he's just still hanging out down there.
At the age of 85.
Yeah, why not? People live at 85 all the time.
Yeah, you're right.
Thank you.
But he... No. I don't think... Do you think it would be harder to fake a death in 1977 or 2020?
2020.
Yeah, I guess there's...
There's phones, DNA testing, there, you know... I think Elvis could most certainly buy his death and get a one-way ticket to South America.
I'm just trying to find something that can get rid of this theory.
The there is one...
DNA testing didn't begin until 1986. Yeah, Elvis is alive, you're right.
There is one sighting of a gentleman who was working the grounds crew at... What's his place called? Not Neverland.
Graceland?
Yeah, Graceland.
We drove through there. Well, not through like the actual Graceland, but we drove through his home city.
Yeah. There was a gentleman working the grounds crew of Graceland that people are like, whoa, that's Elvis. But like, why would he work at his own place?
Ran out of money, had to come back from South America. That'd be a bummer, wouldn't it?
Yeah. That one holds no grounds to me because, I mean, it's like, that makes no sense why he would leave the limelight just to work the grounds at his own house. But yeah, I think he could be still alive.
Could Hitler still be alive?
No, he shot himself in the head. Also, he'd probably just be dead of old age even if he is alive.
Yep, he would be 131.
Yeah, he's dead. So even if Hitler faked his own death, at least we still live in a world where Hitler's dead.
True. You know, he looks...
Hitler?
Yeah. Hitler looks an awful lot like Raymond Reddington with a Hitler stash.
Oh, I don't know who Raymond, whoever you just said, is.
From Blacklist.
Oh, okay.
The criminal.
Oh.
Looks just like him.
Kevin, no, not Kevin.
Spade. Son of a bitch.
It's Kevin Spacey who's the rapist, but he's something...
Spader.
James Spader.
A.K.A. James Hitler. Because he looks just
He doesn't look like Hitler. Okay. Do you know how many close encounter kinds there are?
What does that mean?
A close encounter is a alien interaction.
Alien interaction? No. Do I know how many UFO sightings there have been?
You do, but I don't. I wanted to do this with you first, though. There are five different kinds of close encounters. Five different degrees of it. I'm going to give you the definition of it, and I want you to give me the close encounter, the degree of it.
Okay, there's 5 degrees. There's I have to give you degrees. 1 through 5?
Yeah. We'll start here. An abduction or of an individual by an alien being or race. What encounter grade is that? 1 through 5.
I'm going to give it a 4.
Dang, that is a number 4.
Hell yeah.
Close encounter of the fourth kind is an abduction of an individual by an alien being or race. How about this one? A direct contact of communication with alien being or race.
2.
You suck.
Is that it?
No.
Oh.
That is the fifth kind.
The fifth kind. Well, that's... I was thinking communication. Like by levels... Well, you got to communicate with him if you get abducted by
him,
right?
That's not true. They could put you out.
I guess that's... I didn't think about that.
We're having an interaction of the fifth kind right now.
Well, yeah, but I could also just put you out. Well, who knows? Maybe I'm the alien.
An observation from 150 feet.
Just an observation?
Just an observation.
Number one.
Number one. And that, oh, there's two more options here. So you got two or three left. A visual sighting of an occupant or entity associated with a UFO. There's been a 650 reports of this, but only 1% are true. True.
Three.
That is number three. And number two, my lord. A UFO which leaves some form of physical evidence. That's a close encounter of the second kind. So breaking glass or some radiation.
You know, the very first UFO sighting, 1440 BC in Egypt.
Are you talking about the hieroglyphs? Yeah.
It doesn't say anything about hieroglyphs.
Because there's been...
I guess it would have to be hieroglyphs, because according to the disputed Thule papyrus, the scribes of the pharaoh Thutmose III reported fiery disks floating over the skies.
There are theories that aliens built the UFO, or built the pyramids.
Well, they did. We couldn't have done that.
Well, there's also theories that dinosaurs helped do it.
That's just idiotic.
Well, there's hieroglyphics of of brontosauruses. They're the long-necked ones, right?
Bronchius.
The long-necked ones, helping lift things and putting them in place. But how would a human?
Brachiosaur. Brachiosaurus. Yeah.
How could a human train a dinosaur to pick up a block and put it in the perfect shape of a pyramid?
Maybe dinosaurs were highly intelligent.
No, they were idiots.
Dogs. They were so stupid they died to a meteor. I don't know. I don't even like thinking about dinosaurs because I can't see them for real.
Well, that's because they were never real.
No, they were real. There's bones. There's big dinosaur bones.
Or are they just faked by the scientists? Have you ever examined the bones to make sure they're real? Or are they just, you know, fake?
Just fake. You know how cool it would be to have big old dinosaurs roaming around?
It'd be absolutely terrifying.
No, these are genius dinosaurs. They're smart.
No, they're civil. Idiots. They're stupid. Civil. Wait, stupid. So they want you them? Are you saying smart like an animal smart, like a dolphin? Or do you mean smart like us where they can walk by and go, hey, Jeff?
No, I still want to be on top. Okay. They don't know it. They can't speak. How about that?
There's no, hey, Jeff.
No. What is that, Ted in Monsters, Inc.? At the very beginning?
I don't know.
Look at that. Ted's walking to work. Big deal. Takes two steps and he's there. Yeah.
But he's not a dinosaur.
He's not a dinosaur?
No. Oh, he is. He's the dinosaur from Toy Story.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Which
is Rex.
No, it's Ted in Monsters, Inc. Ted is a gigantic, scaly, Godzilla-like monster, and his legs are only visible.
Yeah. You're quick on the Google today.
I do have a computer in front of me this time. Usually I just have my phone.
Mm-hmm. Where were we going with that?
Something about UFOs. Did you know in 1942 that's when Battle of Los Angeles became a thing? You know the movie Battle LA?
Yep.
They thought it was like aliens coming.
Yeah.
They thought it was aliens. Either that or Japanese flight or the Japanese fighter pilots.
Okay, I'm confused because the Battle LA that I saw was in 2012.
Yep.
And it was had nothing to do with Japanese people.
Right. But that's the unidentified flying objects, the UFOs in 1942. They actually fired shots into the sky at these UFOs. I don't think any of them hit.
So you're telling me that during World War II, we were also fighting aliens?
Yeah,
allegedly. That really was a world war, huh?
Yeah, it's a war like the entire world. Hitler was the alien, too. He was the alien race.
The infiltrating scaly people?
Yep.
You know what I'm talking about?
The scaly people?
Yeah.
You mean the Mars kid?
No. I like what you're trying to do, but no. The scaly people believe that alien reptile type people have infiltrated our society.
Well, that's the David Icke theory.
Yes. And so are you saying that Hitler was one of them?
Of course Hitler was one of them. He was a world leader.
So do you think Churchill was also one of them?
Good old Winston? No way. No good red-blooded American was an alien lizard.
Churchill isn't an American.
Winston Churchill?
Yeah, he was an English guy.
Oh, never mind. Yeah, he probably was then.
Yeah. Why would they be fighting each other?
They had different visions for the alien society.
Yeah, okay. Speaking of alien societies and visions for mankind, in 1996, you know, that's kind of recent. So that's 25 years ago.
It was before I was born, not that recent.
Well, it's not before I was born.
Well, you're kind of old, so...
A young man named Borska Kuchtovic...
Let me try.
...was born to a Russian mother and father.
Boriska Kiprayanovic.
Yes, as I said, Kuchtovic was born to a mother and father. And this boy was born, and his mother knew immediately that he was something special. Want to know how she knew?
Because it hurt extra bad?
No, because when in the hospital...
He was glowing green.
That would be special.
That'd be super special.
He was able to lift his head. And she was like, ah, he's meant for something special.
His now, head, like his whole head? He could lift his head, whole head up?
His whole head. Now, get can, this.
Can babies not do that?
Not without support, usually. Now get this. A month and a half later, he was talking.
No. Not possible.
She claims he started speaking a few months later and by the age of 1.5 was able to read and draw and paint.
All right, spell this Borkovich name.
Boriska space. Kipr.
Got it. Boy who claims to be from Mars.
In kindergarten, at the age of 2, his teacher couldn't help but notice his incredible writing and language talents, along with his astonishing.
Almost.
Are you reading the same article as I am?
No, I just know what you're trying to say.
Astonishing?
There you go.
Memory skills. The boy repeatedly claimed that he was previously a Martian pilot who traveled to Earth with the goals to save mankind. How much do you believe of him?
Well, I believe he is a person.
Uh-huh.
He's here.
Yeah, there's pictures of him. He's kind of creepy. He's got a mullet. Alien-esque. Yes, he does. And I was going to say that maybe that's a 90s thing, but he was born in 96 and I never had a mullet.
Neither did I. You know, I believe it. Keep going.
At the age of 21, so this article
this is kind of recent. Age of 21. That's like 3 years ago.
Yep. This article from the sun.uk, I don't know who that is, but that's my source. They re-interviewed him to, you know, kind of catch up with him at the age of 21. So this is 4 years ago, 3 years ago, 4 years ago. He claims that he still claims he's a Martian, and he claims that he's sent here to save us from a nuclear apocalypse.
Well, yeah, get this quote from Kiprayanovic, the guy.
The child, yeah.
Yes. Well, he's no longer a child. He's just as old as you are.
He is.
Quote, I have no fear of death, for we live eternally. There was a catastrophe on Mars where I lived. People like us still live there. There is a nuclear war between them. Everything burnt down. Only some of them survived. They built shelters and created new weapons.
Makes you kind of nervous, huh?
It makes me want to go to Mars.
Really?
Yep.
He just said that they had weapons that destroyed everybody, and they built new ones.
Yep.
I don't want to go there.
I think they've got to be inside Mars, right? Like they got to be under the crust.
Yeah, because we've been on the... Yeah.
Yeah, we got the Explorer.
Yeah.
What's the Mars rover? You know who would have a heck of a conversation about this? Nathan.
Kiana.
No, Nathan Ferris.
Why? I don't know who that is.
That's Daniel's brother.
Okay.
Yeah. It's because he is...
He's also a Martian?
Yes. No, how'd you know?
Him?
I don't know if he'd answer. No, he's studying astrophysics. He might be studying astrophysics.
So those Ferris kids are kind of brilliant, huh?
Kind of. No, not kind of brilliant. They are brilliant.
Hmm.
It's kind of incredible.
It's kind of annoying.
You should have studied harder.
No, I don't care about any of those things.
And they do, and that's why that's brilliant.
No, it's only brilliant to them.
You just said it was brilliant.
I don't have anything else about this kid, except for he claims that he's an alien, and we talked about him last week, and I'm inclined to believe him, because his parents said that they didn't teach him about space or anything like that. He just started talking about it.
Yeah, his mother said his in-depth knowledge of planetary systems from such a young age was puzzling. Quite also, puzzling.
Even if he's not a Martian, how is he able to talk at the age of 1.5 and read and like, huh?
Maybe he's just a smart guy.
See, and that's kind of where I was thinking, like, maybe he's just, you know, he's got...
Maybe he's just messing with all of us. He goes, he's Mom, watch long... this, I'm going to go viral.
He's playing the long con.
And then he goes, by the time he was 7 years old, he goes, Mom, just play along. Just do it. We're going to, you don't know what viral is yet, because it's 2003, but we're going
to
go viral.
When I'm 21, they're going to re-talk to me. It's going to be huge. Those are my things. I don't have anything else for you. You ever look up at the stars and think, wow, that could be a UFO?
Nope. They're all stars.
Back in my heyday of high school, Freedy, Trevor, and Tanner and I were sitting around a campfire, bonfire, just looking at the stars, and we were watching things go whoosh, whoosh, and we were like, whoa. We thought we were high. None of us were high, but we thought we were high.
Wait, what were you watching?
The stars and just things like go across the sky.
And things just whizzing across?
Probably satellites.
This was in high school?
Yeah.
Okay.
But we were like, wow, we're looking at aliens. And we were getting kind of freaked out because we were like watching one. And we were just kind of like watching it. And then it go, or just like disappear. And we're like, what the fuck?
That's kind of funny. No, we were at Katie's bonfire over the summer. And these lights just started going by in the sky, and just a big long line. I was like, what the hell are those? Turns out they're just satellites.
Mm-hmm.
SpaceX launches like 60 at a time, and they all just go around until they're in orbit.
You think they send up satellites just to cover all the alien activity?
Yeah,
I never thought about it until right now, huh?
No, I didn't think that the satellites could be a shield. They're supposed to be helping us with worldwide internet.
No,
it's worldwide alien hiding.
Yeah. People are asking too many questions. Also, why do you think the government finally released, they're like, yeah, UFOs are real?
See, I think they released a little bit of information, but they have a lot more. Oh. And they're just easing us into it.
Yeah.
They're like, okay.
But like, they chose now for a reason, right?
Yeah, but I think it's becoming more and more important that everybody knows, because it's going to like, aliens are going to come here. We're going to start striking deals with the alien oil planets.
Mm.
And it's going to stimulate the economy.
So wrong to have alien slaves?
Let's be real. If anything, we would be the slaves. So yeah. Yes, it is wrong. For any of you aliens listening, it is wrong to have alien slaves. I don't want to be your slave. Unless it's really cool, then maybe I'll think about it.
Is it wrong to have alien pets?
Again, I think we would be the pets. I don't think they would be the pets. Unless they were really tiny.
But
just cute little aliens.
So, you never look at Beyonce and go, Beyonce is cat, not the person. Go, man, I wish I could live that life.
You don't ever look at a cat and say that?
I think it all the time. I'm like, fuck, they got no bills. People like, feed them.
Damn it. She sleeps 16 hours a day and gets fed whenever she wants.
That's fantastic. I'd be an alien pet.
Like, all you got to do... Yeah, I'd be a pet. You're right.
Yeah.
But, like, how many dogs are abused?
Be a good boy.
You better be a good... Even the goodest of boys.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of terrifying.
Yeah.
What if you're just a stray human on Mars?
That would be sad. I'd risk it.
Risk it. Jack wants to be a Mars.
Because you know what? Even I look at squirrels sometimes and go, must be nice to be a squirrel.
Yeah, but squirrels have like predators, don't they?
Probably.
We don't have predators unless we put ourselves somewhere where a predator might be.
Yeah.
Like, can you even... A bear can't get in here. A bear would eat me, but it can't get in here. The door's locked. Suck it, bear.
Thank God. It doesn't have a key. I bet you have... A bear could get in your door if it wanted.
Nah.
Yeah.
I watched a video of this adventurer guy that was studying polar bears. He got a polar bear safe box, like a plexiglass box. And when the polar bear started getting too close, he locked himself in the box. And the polar bear spent like 2 hours trying to find a way to get in there. And he would almost tip the box. Like, it was crazy watching from the inside. Can you imagine being in that situation? Like, you can't do anything. You just got to sit in that box and wait for the bear to go away.
Well, I mean, that's kind of like shark cages. Except for they can pull you out. But, like, you're just in that cage letting a shark do its best to get in and eat you.
I can imagine it would be thrilling, but also terrifying.
No shot.
Because what if that technology that you're in just fails?
Mm-hmm. Like, this was its last time on the job, and it's like, I don't care anymore, and a thing breaks, you know?
Yeah, like rockets blow up.
Yeah.
Why can't a cage break?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can't catch me diving with sharks.
And catch me go scuba diving.
Mm-hmm. Amen. R.I.P. Ralphie May.
Oh, it's scuba diving, my bad.
Scuba diving.
You ain't catch me go scuba diving. I ain't do no scuba diving.
You got anything else?
I don't think so. I was trying to find some more child prodigies, but I can't find anything.
You want to talk about the Sasquatch and the Loch Ness Monster next week?
Sure.
Okay. You look up. What do you want to talk about, Loch Ness or let me rephrase it. Do you want to look up Sasquatch things or Loch Ness things?
That's a tough decision. I'll go Loch Ness. I want the foreign stuff.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
You want the real thing.
The real thing.
Yeah.
Well, the real earth thing. There's things with big feet out there, but mm-hmm. I don't think it's the squatch. There's no squatch in them woods.
That's fine. I'll just rewatch the Joe Rogan podcast about it, and I'll relay all the information you've had.
The Joe Rogan squatch special.
Yeah.
I watched the new South Park last night.
Oh, I forgot that came out. How was it?
It was funny, but it wasn't like monumental.
Oh.
I wasn't impressed at all.
They didn't hit the notes that you wanted them to hit.
I think they just hit the notes too hard. Like, they banged on the piano and the string broke.
Did that happen, or are you making an analogy?
It's a metaphor.
Analogy. Which is an analogy. I guess
it's an analogy, yeah. Yeah, that.
Okay. That's too bad.
I'll still watch again next week. Hopefully it gets better. You think still funny.
South Park's on its way out?
No. I mean, Matt Stone and Trey Parker don't want to do it anymore, but I don't think it's on its way out. Someone will pick it up.
You think they'll get new writers?
Oh, yeah.
Sad. That's the day it dies.
I mean, writers die eventually, too.
Yeah,
but you can't just have the same one always.
I mean, Seth MacFarlane, he is taking his show. Like, his shows are his. Like, he is... maybe it's not Family Guy, but one of his shows are... Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's Family Guy. He's done with Fox. And so he took his show with him.
Where's he going with it?
He got some contract with somebody. I don't remember who.
I'll follow him. Hopefully it's with Hulu, so they stay on Hulu.
That's Fox. Well, I guess...
Yeah, even better. Put him on Netflix.
I could see...
No commercials.
I could see him on Netflix.
Can you imagine the Netflix original logo flashing in front of a Family Guy episode?
Yes, I can. And it'll make me mad.
Mad? Why?
I get so mad when Netflix puts in a little money for one season. Now they're like, ooh, it's a Netflix original. No, it had 9 seasons on TV and you paid a little money for... It's not your original. It makes me mad.
Oh, well. It's just a branding technique. I see straight through that bullshit. Netflix.
Do you see through it?
I do.
Okay, good, because it irritates the piss out of me. Even like their little logo, like the icon, the thumbnails, it says Netflix original at the top. I'm like, no, it's not.
They should call them Netflix Unoriginals.
Yes, that'd be original.
Well, not anymore. We took it.
True.
Let's patent that.
I'm still a little irritated that KFan took our.
Yeah.
I got a feeling. Let's throw it in right here. I got a feeling.
I got a feeling that we're not going to do anything about it.
No.
But and I got a feeling if we did do something about it, no one would care.
True. Unless we sued them. I bet you we could get some buzz if we sued KFan for stealing our bit.
intellectual property.
Yeah, and then the Black Eyed Peas would sue us for copyright.
It's worth a shot. We'll get in the limelight for a little bit.
Yeah. In fact, we'd probably get a lot more fame off of the Black Eyed Peas suing us. Granted, we'd be poor forever, but...
Do you have a lawyer?
No. Do you have a lawyer?
I don't have a lawyer.
Does your daddy have a lawyer?
I'm sure he does.
You think he'd help us out? You think he'd help us find a lawyer?
Did that light just get extremely dim?
It did.
What the hell is up with that?
Oh. It is getting bright now, too.
You know, that is one of the signs of ghosts.
Yeah. But remember, we already agreed that this place is too new to have ghosts?
Yeah, but Kristen could have brought the ghosts back.
True.
What if we're being haunted?
I'd still be game to do a Ouija board.
Nope, not here. I won't do it.
It doesn't have to be here.
I'm still not going to do it.
You want to play with a Ouija board and just... Let's break into Joey's old place?
You see, even if I go with you to use the Ouija board,
yeah.
You guys are going to say, give me a sign that you are here with us, and a fucking ceiling fan is going to fall on my head.
No, we'll just make it go, I'm Jack.
The ghost of Jack and Jeff. I hope we can come back and haunt people.
I do too. Because I think it'd be fantastic to go, I'm Jack.
Listen to Just Buds.
You can find us on Facebook at Just Buds Official.
Ooh, Spotify.
Oh, we're not doing the plugs? I thought we were plugging.
Oh. Do you want to do it in a ghostly way?
Yeah.
Ooh, this is Just Buds on Twitter. At @Jack_and_Jeff.
You can also reach us on Instagram at Just Buds Podcast.
Go use Facebook! Just Buds Podcast. Official.
That's not the link.
With a period.
It's still not the link. It's Just Buds Official, not podcast.
Ooh, scary.
If you have any business inquiries, you can reach us at justforbuds@gmail.com.
Listen on Spotify. Listen on iTunes. Listen on iHeartRadio.
Oh, you're not doing them all.
No, okay. I don't do it anymore. I think that was a good ending.
Are you doing the anchor one?
Give us your money! On Anchor.
FM. And remember, guys, everything's spookier with a bud.
This is Jack and Jeff.
Signing off.
You think they're going to give us their money?
Hey, suits, fuck off.